There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I don't know if I'm turning yellow or not. I feel like I look a little peaked. Is that the word for it? Were you looking? I don't even know what peaked means. But I'll tell you what happened. Yesterday, took a nap. I was supposed to give a speech at 3 p.m. yesterday. So I decided to take a little nap, wake up at about 1:30. Well, when I wake up, I'm really hungry. My blood sugar is really low. And I've been doing very good with carbs, but for some reason I thought I needed a big pick-me-up, so I was going to reach for some chocolate. Now, Halloween was what, 6 weeks ago? Okay. And one of my kids' Halloween bags, they were in my closet. I had them hidden in my closet, and one of the kids' Halloween bags had been on the floor for a while. I was like, well, it's only Halloween candy, so who cares? It'll just sit there, no big deal. You know, no one's going to pick it up. And I figured if I saw it picked up, then I knew my kids were going into the candy. So I just kind of left it there. Well, I get kind of hungry, so I decided to reach in and go and grab something. All right, so there was, like, really not much left because the kids already took all the good stuff. But there were, like, little packages of M&Ms. So I decided to take the M&M, and they taste good. I mean, really good, really chocolatey. But I noticed that some of the M&M's are half white, okay? Almost like some of the candy coating has gotten washed off. Well, I'm like, well, that's odd. Yeah, I'm eating them, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to eat these if water got on them, because, then there could be some fungus or something. So I decide to stop eating and smell the package. Oh, Lord have mercy. It reeked of cat urine. I was eating M&M's that my stupid cat, it was Shaky Boo. It was not the others. And no, the dogs know better. The cat peed on the Halloween bag such that I thought those M&M wrappers would be waterproof or something. So now I have basically pee-pee, cat pee-pee in me. So my husband comes home and I go, give me a kiss. He's like, really? Why? I go, no, don't. I got cat urine in me. I haven't gotten sick yet. It's been, what, 18 hours since then? No. About 18 hours since I ate the cat's pee-pee. I threw that bag of candy at the cat. I mean, I missed. But, I was furious. Oh, I don't care if the authorities, that was ridiculous. Okay? I mean, the cat, and I don't know if I'm more mad that I ate his pee-pee. Or that he decided to pee-pee on something that I would eat. I mean, look at the thought process. He knew gosh darn well what he was doing. So anyway, no, Shakeaboo is not with me in the studio today because I am furious. I'm not talking to him at all. I'm not talking to him. He does not get to sleep in Mama's bed. I have kicked Shakeaboo off. He's sleeping on the couch now. He is not sleeping anywhere near Mama. I'm furious with him. But, what could happen to me? Should I call my doctor? Okay, well, ring, ring. Hi, it's me, Dahlia. Not you again. What happened? Well, you need another shot of penicillin? No. I ate my cat's pee-pee-coated M&Ms. What? Yeah, I had some M&Ms, and he peed all over it, but I didn't know, how old, was the pee-pee? I don't know. It could be months. I mean, it could be weeks. It's Halloween candy. All right, so my guess is I'm probably going to be given an antibiotic. just take an antibiotic. Because it could be bacteria that's settled. I'm not going to do that. So I'm not going to call my doctor. So I'm going to save myself a $75 copay. Because my insurance, I think, now has, deductible or copays up the yin-yang. And we'll see. So I'm currently now doing a study on what happens if you eat something that was completely peed on. Remember how disgusting we thought that was during vacation? where Chevy Chase is eating the sandwiches, and D'Angelo goes, oh my gosh, the dog peed on the sandwiches. Yeah. So if any of you want a cat, I am giving him away for free, that little piece of whatever. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Very interesting, though, with the Olympics. We got some news on the Olympics. Apparently, the Olympics will allow possibly baseball and softball. I don't really watch baseball and softball. I watch swimming. I watch the ice skating. All right. But I guess the IOC, the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, called a unanimous show of hands approval Monday for also the possibility of future summer or winter Olympic Games to take place in more than one country. All right? And this way, a city gets to split the role as the host, opening the way for a joint bid by two California cities, Los Angeles and San Francisco. They were among the four finalists in the likely U.S. candidature for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Wow, I can't even think 2024. Man, I wonder what our country will look like in 2024. Anyway, they say this is unlikely that IOC members, many already predisposed to disdain for the U.S., undoubtedly would ask why cities of that size need help to stage the games. Apparently, it's pretty expensive. This is being reported by the Chicago Tribune. The decision's first impact would be on the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Games, since the IOC has suggested the organizers move the sledding sports out of South Korea to save the expense of building a $100 million bobsled, luge, and skeleton facility in a country with no interest in those sports, and likely no legacy use for the track. Really, South Korea doesn't have any interest in bobsledding? Gunilla Lindberg of Sweden, chair of the IOC, said sliding centers in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Japan would be alternatives. I have to admit, I always thought that was odd, that the city needs to build. What, don't you think they would just use a facility? I didn't realize that you have to, if you're going to win the Olympics, like I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if Las Vegas, Nevada is going to win the site of the Winter Olympics, then we have to build a luge, we have to build a bobsled. It's hot. That's got to be pretty expensive to keep those things cold. And then how the hell do we get the snow? I don't know. Baseball, softball in the Olympics, I'll pass. I like it where they throw that big heavy ball around. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You know, I'm dealing with one of my kids pretending to be sick and skipping school today. And so I don't know if I need to open up a can of whoop-ass or if I need to just throw him back at school or if I need to actually give him the full medical treatment. See, the kids in my family, they know better than to pretend to call in sick, because if they really are sick, then they have to go to the medical office. They have to go to the medical office and they have to be triaged. And we don't use oral thermometers. We don't use ear thermometers. We use the nice, juicy, long, cold glass rectal thermometers. So my baby's going to get his temperature taken, right? And he is going to have to go through the whole gamut of things. We're going to draw blood. Maybe we'll order a CAT scan. But I need to know why the hell he didn't go to school on a Monday. And he's in a lot of trouble for that. He's sitting here in the studio, and he's thinking he's going to have an easy ride. It's not going to be an easy ride. Not in the least. All right. Ryan writes, Dr. Dahlia, can we talk about reverse discrimination? I've had two female coworkers promoted after me, and I know I do a better job than they do. They're attractive. What recourse do I have? Reverse discrimination. I wish, Ryan, you could call in live. I'd love to ask you what you do, what line of work this is. But I don't know. I'm a girl. So I don't know what I would do if I was a guy and I was getting passed up for promotions or other jobs. Mind you, can I though say not every promotion is a good thing? When I used to wait tables, there was a job, there was a opportunity to be promoted up to manager. And people were buzzing around saying maybe Dahlia should do it. You know, Mrs. College, let her do it, and I didn't want it. Because you make less money and you have more responsibility. No way. I liked waiting tables. So remember, sometimes promotions aren't the best thing. But it's interesting, there was a study a couple years ago where women can get ahead in the workplace by flirting. I remember that study that came out, we talked about that, where some women may flirt at the workplace and it helps them get ahead. Professor Laura Cray of University of California, Berkeley said, we begin by exploring the lay belief that women can use flirtation to their advantage and professional context and contrast it with trained negotiators' negative views on flirtation. We discovered both an upside and a downside to flirting at the bargaining table. Now, I'm not saying that's why Ryan's coworkers, maybe Ryan stinks and his coworkers are really better than him and that's why he got promoted. All right? But there's this idea that if a woman does better in business, it's because she slept with somebody or she used her sexual wiles. All right? Now, I'm not naive. I know there's women there that use their sexual prowess. All right? I've been in companies where I was completely ignored because some bombshell was working there, and that was the one that, oh, can I take another smoke break, please? Sure. Meanwhile, I'm like, look, I got the craps. Can I go to the bathroom? No. Finish what you're doing, Dahlia. Like, well, gosh, you know, do I need to have a southern accent? Well, I got the craps. No, it doesn't sound better. So, you know, is there reverse discrimination? I think there's discrimination on all counts. I think everybody feels discriminated against. Everybody. And I think for good reason. Okay, so we have, let's just start. Okay, whether it's race, whether it's gender, whether it's age, we all get discriminated against. And so my recommendation for you is to make sure you have a portfolio that is inarguably defensible. So, for example, you did your work, you showed up on time, no absenteeism, etc. Okay? Somebody got promoted. This was a job you wanted. Okay? You want to know why. Now, you got to be very, very careful. Let's say you get passed up for a promotion. You got to be very careful being accusatory. Okay? Remember, companies love copacetic. They love people not raising alarms and flags and lawsuits, etc. All right? So I would always recommend a nice approach initially. So say, look, okay, I want to know if I'm doing something wrong. Okay? I've been eyeing this job for years, this position. All right? I was under the impression I was doing everything I was supposed to. I want to make sure I'm not missing something because this is my career here. All right? I started in this company back in 2002. All right? I've been at this position now since 2008. Okay, I'd like to know why. Even if, just tell me straight. Okay, I'm not going to quit. All I just want to know why I didn't get it. Okay, I'm not mad at Lucy or Lulu or whoever or Bonnie, whatever. I just want to know, was it something I did wrong? Because I don't want to keep making the same mistake. If my having perfect attendance, I mean, you got to be careful. You don't want to be passive aggressive. But, you know, I know it wasn't an attendance issue because I've been here. I know it wasn't my work not being on time. What was it? All right? And if they can't say, and they can't give you an answer, that you feel is really worth your, you know, really valid or justifiable, then maybe you do need to start looking for another place. Maybe there is discrimination. But if it's, well, honestly, you know, you're not a people person. Okay, the person for this position needs to be able to go out there, get accounts, talk to people, etc. All right, we don't think that's you. Well, then fine, let me know now before I spend another 10 years in a company without moving forward. All right, but you need to have those conversations. Now, a lot of us don't want to have those conversations because we think we're going to, you know, fail or we think we're going to get fired. You know, I had to have that conversation with one of my radio bosses years ago. You know, why isn't my show in a more prime location? Okay, tell me what it is. Is it that it may not bring in enough money? Is it whatever? Let me know what it is so I can help improve it. That was my approach. I told you guys what happened when I was in college. You know, to get into medical school, you needed to have straight A's. You had to have a phenomenal grade point average. And I think I graduated with a 3.87. Because I think I got a couple B's, and I know. But, you know, luckily I was still able to make it to medical school. High school, there was, like, for some reason, extra credit or something, so I could get a 4.3. But in college, you can't get above a 4.0. So here I was, a B or two, start to knock my grade point average down. So now I'm in honors English, and I'm taking honors classes because I think it'll really look good on my resume. And I'm in an honors English class, and I busted my butt for the first project or the first, you know, test or whatever he wanted. I think it was a project. And he gave me a C+. And everybody kind of got bad grades. And I go up to him, whoa, what the hell is this? He said, you got the highest grade in my class. Congratulations. You should be happy. I go, no, I'm not happy. I cannot get a C on my report card. This is ridiculous. I spent hours on that. I did a great report. He goes, well, nobody gets higher than a C in my class. This is honors English. And you got a C+. That's one of the highest grades I ever gave. And I was like, well, hell to the no. I need an A. I'm getting into medical school. All right, so you need to tell me. I mean, there's obviously something I could do to get an A. Whether it's 1,000 pages, no, I did not offer to sleep with him. Trust me, no. Whether it's 1,000 pages, whether you want me to write a whole encyclopedia, if you want it handwritten instead of word processed, you tell me what needs to be in that paper for A work. Now, I worked a couple part-time jobs when I was in school. And we get our next project or our next test or book report or whatever. And unfortunately, I had to work a double shift. And I was exhausted. And I didn't get through the book. I didn't get through what I needed to get done. And I really put it together slipshod between 2 in the morning and 4 a.m. And then class was at 6:45. So I roll into class, I hand it to him, and I'm like, oh, this stinks. I'm going to have the worst grade ever. I get my grade back, and it's an A-. Okay? I know. Duh! I was like, whee! So that talk helped. That was good. I was like, what the hell do I need to have in this? So he probably felt so guilty that he just gave me whatever. Okay? But you see how subjective these things are? And you see how helpful it was that I communicated with them. All right, they need to know that something that they're doing is not adequate for you. Okay, if you don't ask for a raise, sometimes bosses just don't offer it. Now, when we think somebody deserves it, we bring it up. But a lot of times, when we're having money issues, no, we don't. And we think everybody's happy, everything's copacetic, we go about our way till somebody's like, look, you know, here's the problem, my wife lost her job, I need more money. So, you know, you want to go in there not starting to accuse, well, you know, my coworkers are flirting or they're sleeping with people or whatever. You don't start going there. You go in there going, what am I missing? Okay, what do I need to do? Because I can't be at this pay grade. I can't be at this, you know. And I think all of us all around are noticing that no matter who we are, what color, race, creed, gender, etc., there's discrimination. And you have to hope that, you know, your merits speak for themselves. It's tough, guys. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is very, very interesting. This has brought up the question, what is the difference between flirting and being nice? Okay, I can't tell you how many times I have been accused of flirting when that's just being me. I mean, I throw my legs on people all the time just because I'm trying to elevate my leg, you know, because I don't want to, have DVTs and lack of strength. You know, you're supposed to elevate your leg to avoid leg edema. So I will, when I'm talking to somebody, throw my leg onto theirs. I do that all the time. What is flirting versus, you know, because I was going to say, with the last issue, Ryan or whatever has coworkers and he thinks the women are flirting or sleeping with somebody and getting promotions, etc. Yet I was going to rip the women a new one saying stop that. It makes us other ladies look bad. But then on the flip side, how many of us women are just doing our jobs? We're just doing our jobs. We're just, you know, being damn good radio hosts, right? Or damn good doctors. And then people assume that we got the job because we're jiggly. Now, I've always battled that stereotype because I'm pretty jiggly. And I would try to battle it by, look, as soon as I open my mouth, you will see how much I know. Well, I have yet to spew out what I need to know. Even in medical school, some of the kids in class, when I would answer the question wrong, going, how the hell did you get into medical school? Well, I got into medical school because of my MCAT scores and my grade point average, and because I worked and I did really, really well, and I got a very high score on my SAT. I think I got one of the highest scores on my SAT in undergrad. I think I was one of the top. I got a 1450. And somebody in admissions said that's the highest they've had. I was like, really? So I got some smart somewhere, so leave me be. And I have to because I'm not really that much of a looker. Okay, so as a woman, all right, I have found it very, very difficult because people would not take me seriously. Even in the 90s, you would think that my female predecessors and my mom and grandma and aunt and all the other women out there paved the way for equality and for a woman like me to be able to go there and get equal pay for equal work and whatever. And I did. And thank you ladies for doing that. But it was still assumed that I was doing the hibbity-dibbity with somebody, and that wasn't the case. Okay? And why is that? Is it because I'm boisterous? Is it because that makes people feel better, thinking that? And women think that too about other women. Okay? I mean, women look at other women and they eye them, and, oh, speaking of eyes, very, very interesting, at Christmas parties, okay, when people bring their wives, be very, very nice, very, very nice, and the wives are usually very, very nice, but keep in mind, the wives are looking around the room and tallying and figuring out what's going on here, because when their husbands are at work all day, okay, who are they associating with? That woman over there with crazy hair running around a Santa suit, okay, talking about pap smears? Really, you work with her? Yeah, and what kind of a relationship do you have with her? I don't, ma'am. I don't. Honey, don't worry. I don't even talk to Dr. Dahlia. Mm-hmm. Keep it that way. So anyway, all right. So what is the difference between you being nice and flirting? Okay, well, for me as a woman, okay, when I used to flirt, I never did the eye batting. I never did anything like that. When I flirted, I guess I would get louder and I would be funnier. Okay? Flirting is to get a guy's attention and to connect. So anytime I liked a guy, I would crack some sort of a joke. And I didn't realize that's what I was doing until I realized I was doing it, going, why am I always getting loud every time he walks in the room? Okay? So that was my instinctive way of flirting. Unfortunately, you know, men don't like a lot of loud women, and so he would just keep walking. And he'd laugh at the joke, but he'd keep walking. Okay, but that was the best. That's all I could do. Hey, I worked with what I got. Okay, but if I was going to flirt with a boss, okay, I would be probably, and it's hard because I don't do this, you know, because I don't have a boss. I own my own medical practice and my bosses and radio. I'm not usually in the room with because they run and hide. But I guess if I was flirting, I would be touching them like, oh, you got something on your mouth. I would be touching their face. I would be looking at their eyes. I would be giggling at their jokes. I don't know. Maybe hugging them more. I don't know. I've never wanted to flirt with my boss. Okay? But let's say I go and I talk to somebody. Am I going to be accused of flirting? That was my big worry. Do people think I'm flirting with somebody? I always, man, it's so funny. Yeah, I still get mean looks from wives. Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm talking to him. Like I was, we'll move on. Okay, now what about us women and guys? Okay, a guy comes up to us. How do we know, is he flirting? How do we know if he's being, you know, on the straight and narrow? You know, how do we know that he's not looking at us and having ulterior motives? Well, whenever I have any question about anything in life, I go to WikiHow. So here we are, we're on WikiHow. And WikiHow tells us how to know a guy is flirting. Now, I wish I had this back in high school because somebody would say hi to me and I thought they wanted me to have their baby. I mean, I had absolutely no idea. So first, they say, see how he acts around other women. Okay? So if you think he's acting flirty with you, but then he goes up to your mom and does the same thing, then that's just the way he naturally is. But if he's kind of cold around other women, but then around you he's kind of flirty, okay, he's flirting with you. So that's WikiHow step number one. Step number two, okay, see if being flirty is part of his job, okay? A lot of times waiters, bartenders, they flirt. I love when the bartender flirts with me. I'm like, really? You know, I love getting flirted with, okay? But again, they get tips. Of course they're going to flirt. The more you flirt, the more tips you get. I learned that cocktailing. So you have to kind of, you know, put in a, you know, someone's flirt with you. If you guys are just kind of standing in a grocery line, you know, and you know that's a little different than you being in a position where you tip them. Okay. Next, see if he breaks the touch barrier. You see, okay, if he is, let's say, touching you when he hands you a pencil. If he kind of puts his hand on your shoulder, gets your hair out of the way, you know, your hair's in the way, he moves your hair out of the way, that's flirty. Okay, does he laugh at your jokes? Now, this will never work for me because my jokes are super funny. So I make people laugh all the time. That's not going to help. Okay, let me see. If he is flirting with you, then let me see, he is going to look for more opportunities to time to spend with you. So if he tries to come up with, okay, can I borrow this book? Or, oh, you got a movie, can I borrow that DVD because I don't have Netflix? Or can I take your notes? That kind of thing, okay? So that could be that he's flirting, okay? Does he act like a gentleman? Does he open a door for you? That's cool. Now, my husband did it. I had no idea my husband was even interested in me because he wasn't paying for the dates. He wasn't opening the doors. But I figured it out when he said, well, you should probably meet my mom. Why? Oh, you want me to meet your mother? Yeah, I guess. Just don't mess it up. So then I knew we were serious. All right? Does he tease you? Okay, if a girl teases a guy, or if a guy teases a girl, somebody likes somebody. Now, I know I tease Tom a lot, okay? Tom's my engineer. But Tom's cute. So, but I'm not flirting, technically. I'm not flirting because I'm in the Dr. Dahlia studios. There's a complete difference. I feel flirting has to be one-on-one, all right? But I tease him a lot. Does he pretend that he's interested in what you're interested in? Okay, so like, for example, one of my patients was trying to hit on me, and he goes, you know, I love your show. I go, really? He's like, no. See? Okay, does he give you little gifts? Does he make fun of other guys? Go for it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away, we'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. They say a new study has found that men who smoke cigarettes have missing male chromosomes. Researchers found, according to AtlantaCBSLocal.com, that men who smoke lose the Y chromosome in blood cells more frequently than non-smokers. And the heavier they smoke, the fewer Y chromosomes they have. They say the cells that lose the Y chromosome, they don't die. They lose the Y chromosome, and that could have a disrupted biological function. The Y chromosome loss may be what's putting men more at risk for cancer than female smokers. They say male smokers are more at risk for cancer than female smokers. Maybe it's because of this Y chromosome loss. Dr. Forsberg added that the immune cells in the blood that are tasked with fighting cancer may be hampered if they don't have their Y chromosome. For men, the Y chromosome is one of two sex-determining chromosomes. Men and women have two X's. Men have a Y and an X. Dr. Forsberg stated that during cell division, normal copies of all the chromosomes are made and sorted into the new daughter cells, but that during the complex processes, some chromosomes are lost. Y chromosomes can vanish, and scientists have known that for more than 50 years. Missing Y chromosomes are more common in older men than in young men. He and his colleagues published that the loss of the Y chromosome in the blood cell is linked with an increased risk of cancer in men. Okay, I'm kind of confused because, okay, if men are more prone to getting lung cancer than females, and females don't even have a Y chromosome to begin with, you would think the Y chromosome in and of itself is the bad guy. But they're saying men losing the Y chromosome worsens it, but the women don't have the Y chromosome to begin with. I don't know. I'm confused by that one. Anyway, Dr. Forsberg wanted to find out what factors lead men to lose their Y chromosomes. So they looked at health data from 6,000 men who were participating in three different ongoing epidemiological studies in Sweden. They looked at exercise, blood pressure, alcohol use, smoking. Those are factors that men were questioned on. Then they gave blood samples so that the researchers could test the prevalence of the Y chromosome in the blood. Researchers found that it was very common for men in the study to be missing their Y chromosomes. The men in the two studies were about 70 to 80 years old. All right. Now, I believe they got their chromosomes back. All right. I think if they stopped smoking, they started to get their Y chromosomes back. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. So what does that mean? I really don't know. I have absolutely no idea. So it's just one of those things where, you know, just listen to me and don't ask for commentary. Okay, I don't have a lot of commentary. All right, they say we may be able to reverse early Alzheimer's disease. All right, how? I don't know. There's a small study out of UCLA offering a glimmer of hope for many people who think this is a hopeless diagnosis. 9 out of the 10 patients in the study were in various stages of dementia, and they say their symptoms were reversed after they participated in a rigorous exercise program, optimizing vitamin D levels in the blood, using DHA supplements to bridge broken connections in the brain, optimizing gut health, and strategic fasting to normalize insulin levels. After a few months starting this extreme program, patients in the study aged 55 to 75 noticed that their cognition had either improved or returned to normal. Only one patient, a 60-year-old female who was in the late stages of dementia when she started the program, continued to decline. So what this means is we may have some control, okay? Whether it's vitamin D, whether it's exercise, whatever. They say 10 patients in the pilot study had undergone a battery of tests, looking at blood in their brains and neuropsychological evaluations. And they said that most of those participants had between 10 and 24 problems that needed correcting. So, whether it's memory, whether it's communication, there's a variety of things we look at when we look at cognitive deficit. Now, there was a study that came out last week saying people that exercise more outside tend to stick with it. There was also another study saying if you exercise more as you're older, you're able to stave off dementia. We've known that. We've been talking about that. But what about a study looking at probiotics? What about a study looking at coconut oil? Well, in this study, they looked at it. It was a small study, but they looked at that. All right? In addition to rigorous exercising, sleeping as close to 8 hours, etc. But coconut oil, why? Because of the DHA. So, you know, what I would recommend, and we've recommended this, you know, eat healthy, sleep, get that exercise up. You can't do wrong. And also keep that memory very, very busy. So if I tell you something on the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't just go, okay, that's nice. Think about it. You know, really, really kind of, brood over it for a while. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there is a new Pac-Man drug, and it gives adults the cholesterol levels of a baby, they say. This is alirocumab. It is supposed to be one of the most important drugs now to hit the research laboratory since statins. All right? And they have halved, cut in half, bad cholesterol in people who were not able to take the statins. And they said they were able to reduce the levels to those of a newborn baby, and they call it a Pac-Man. They call it Pac-Man because it appears to gobble up a protein that prevents the liver from using up the bad cholesterol, the LDL. All right. So, statin medications are still one of the best medications out there. Unfortunately, a lot of people can't use them. They get side effects. They get muscle aches, cramps. They feel sick. They get diarrhea, allergies. And then now they're even saying some of these statin medications could possibly put you at risk for diabetes. So this alirocumab, right, supposedly was able to take bad cholesterol and cut it in half. They looked at 2,400 people, showed more than a third of the people given this saw that their level of fats fell to those that you would see as a little baby. 40% of people, that's what they said here, okay? Let me see here. They say if you take the best dose of statin, you could get a 50% chance of lowering the bad cholesterol. You could get a 50 to 60% reduction with this other medication. In combo, you could see a 75% reduction. Now, some of you are like, well, whoo, that could be too much. Now, I mean, you do need LDL, but you don't need too much of it. So we still, some of us have a lot of room to go. And it works as Pac-Man, they say, because it gobbles up a protein called PCSK9. PCSK9 prevents the liver from using up bad cholesterol. Oh, sorry. I didn't get caffeine today, so I'm yawning. I apologize. So they looked at 2,300 patients who were at high risk for cholesterol or suffering a heart attack. Of those, 1,500 were given this alirocumab and a statin. More than a third saw their cholesterol levels drop, which is beautiful. Now, LDL is so bad because it's called the bad cholesterol. And this bad cholesterol is responsible for clogging arteries, leaving the fatty deposits, irritating the arterial plaques so that they rip and tear, etc. And so while we doctors are talking to you and trying to urge you guys to take statins up the yin-yang, many of you are like, but doc, I can't take them, or they're expensive, or my liver can't handle it. So if they could come up with something else that is more specific. See, right now these statins work in your liver and your muscle to help prevent you from making cholesterol. This may be a little point perspective, specific if it's gobbling up that protein. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family, too. Ask the Light Miracle Cards at AskTheLight.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.